Thursday, May 13th. I screwed up the intro to this post, so here it goes.
9:29 a.m. Okay, so I went out to wash the truck, and before I washed the truck, I posted a little bit here, but I pressed the wrong button, and I did a bunch of talking without really recording anything. So I know I'm recording now because I know what I'm doing. I just wasn't paying attention at that point, I guess. So I ended up washing and waxing the truck. I finished up about a half hour ago cleaning. I had to do some dusting on the inside too. It still needs to be vacuumed out, and the mats need to be cleaned, but I won't do that today. I had to get out back and deal with some things there, water some stuff that needs to get watered daily, like my eggplant and the bitter melon in the raised bed. And let's see. Took the dog out, and we have some blueberry bushes in the garden, and we have to put a net barrier. A barrier of this fine little plastic net over it at this point, because the berries are starting to turn, and when they do, the blue jays love to come and eat them. So by doing this, it keeps them from stealing all our berries. So I was dealing with that, and I have these posts, these metal posts all around the bush, and I ended up having to put, I was putting some cardboard over it and taping it up on the top so that the post wouldn't poke through the fine netting that we put over there and breaking it, but that wasn't doing it. So we had these old tennis balls that we've been collecting, so I went ahead and put those on top of the posts, and that seems to do the trick. It's they're not poking through the netting anymore. Both my wife and I were surprised at how long this netting has lasted. And this is probably the third season that we've gone through this. So hopefully we'll have some more blueberries. And, you know, it doesn't really, these bushes are staying pretty small, so I don't know what I'm doing with blueberries. But each year we do get more and more. And you can tell the difference between fresh-picked blueberries and ones that you get even frozen in the store, and even ones that are picked fresh at the store, they're not like what we get here at our house. You know, it's like tomato type of things. You know, okay, it's nice and blue and or purpley, whatever color you want to call that, nice and dark, and they're kind of sweet, but just don't have that real taste to it. So I don't know what they do with blueberries. Maybe they pick them early too, so they last getting to the market, who knows. But you grow your own, you pick your own, and everything tastes better. I don't know why, but it does. So I'm going to cut this short here, shorter than it's been the past couple of days. And let's see, what else I got to do? I got to do some walking. I just fed the dog. What else? And it's actually cooler today. So, but today, the wife and I are going to do some errands. We are going down to the recycling place. We had a bunch of stuff, bottles collected, some with the California redemption value, and glass bottles. And we're going to take those down to the recycler and do our bit instead of putting them in the landfill and get some money back. And we're also going to go shopping to various places that we went shopping yesterday, but that was for us. And today we're going to do shopping. Well, she wanted to go to Elliot's Health Foods, I guess is what it is, and get some vitamins there. And we need to stop at PetSmart for something. I don't know. We're always buying something for the pets. And what else were we going to do? We're going to do something else too, she said. Oh, stop by the vet too. So we've got an errand. We got some errands to do today, and hopefully we won't take too long or wait too late to do all that. And so let me get going here and turn this off, and I'll see you tomorrow.